15-year-old Hasinati Bakari says she cooked, cleaned, and washed the clothing of her first employer's family for 3 months and was paid only $10 for her labor. At her second job, she worked from 4 a.m. until almost midnight cooking and selling food. She says she was supposed to make $8 a month but was never paid. Even worse, she says, her employer tried to sell her to male customers for sex.
One day, two men came to
where I was selling food. They started touching me.
I was afraid and I
started
to cry.
They said, "Ah, this is a little girl. She does not know anything. Let us get her money."
Halima Mohammed is another 15-year-old former domestic worker. She tells of a similar experience following the death of her employer.
One week after she died, her husband's sisters decided that I should marry the man.
The
man agreed to marry me. They called me and told me what they had planned. I just kept quiet. I told a lady about the situation, and she rescued me from the house.
Halima and Hasinati are two of about 36,000 vulnerable girls and young women who the Kyoto Women Health and Development Organization, or Kiwo Hede, has helped since 1998. 22 centers across the country offer health care, counseling, and skills training in tailoring, batik making, and food processing, among other activities. The organization sends some girls back to school. 10 of the 22 centers have residential facilities. Justa Mwaituka is Kiwo Hede's founder and executive director. She says a major goal of the organization is to help former child prostitutes and domestic workers to become economically self-sufficient. The products that they make are sold at the various Kiwo Hede centers. Mwaituka describes the early days of Kiwo Hede when she and her colleagues reached out to child prostitutes.
We used to go on street, we used to go in local brew shops, we used to go in brothels, we used to go in casinos and bars, just to make some interpersonal relationship with them.
Tanzania has signed international conventions outlawing child labor and has established 14 years old as the minimum age of employment. Workers under 18 years are supposed to do light, non-hazardous work only. Mwaituka says that, although Tanzania has a minimum wage, people who employ domestic workers can legally deduct expenses such as food and rent, thus reducing or even eliminating the pay. Poverty drives many girls to leave their homes, typically in rural areas, and they come to Dar es Salaam and other cities with promises of a better life.
The parents are the perpetuators, actually, because they are dealing with the pimps and traffickers who come from the cities. It is because of their ignorance. They don't know what will happen.
Instead of viable employment, the girls often find themselves much worse off than before. But with the skills and counseling they get from Kiwo Hede centers, the girls and their mentors are confident of a bright future ahead. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.